From CNN, I'm Afalma DK with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 15th. Former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial began today. Jury selection is underway, and so far, more than half of the prospective jurors have been excused from the first batch of 96. They said they couldn't be fair and impartial. Sources told CNN's Paula Reed that Trump's team was expecting around 40% of jurors to be dismissed, and explains why.
They're going to preserve this issue on appeal. Their concern is if Trump is convicted, right, their strategy is to appeal this and preserve every single issue and try to kill the case, death by a thousand cuts. And one of their first cuts is going to be, look, every time we had a pool of potential jurors, we lost over half of them because they couldn't be impartial. That's why we were pushing to move the venue.
Separately, prosecutors allege Trump's social media posts violate a gag order against him. A hearing on that has been set for next Tuesday. President Joe Biden addressed Iran's attack on Israel publicly for the first time. He said he's committed to Israel's security, reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal, and the security of America's personnel and partners in the region, including Iraq, whose prime minister visited the White House today. Iran and its allies in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Lebanon fired about 350 rockets at Israel late Saturday. According to the Israeli military and the White House, nearly all were intercepted, with the help of the U.S., Jordan, and Britain. Now Israel is weighing its next move. The White House wouldn't say if Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to exercise restraint in Israel's response to Iran. But former Defense Secretary under Trump Mark Esper says Israel would undermine its credibility by doing nothing.
A week and a half ago, Israel said very clearly to Iran, don't strike. If you do strike Israel proper, there will be response. They have to follow through on that now. By the same token, President Biden told the Iranians don't as well. To me, that looks like a red line.
Iran was retaliating against Israel for its suspected strike on an Iranian diplomatic complex in Syria, which killed some high-ranking military personnel. Israeli government spokesperson Tal Heinrich had this message for Iran.
Don't mess with us. Don't mess with the free world.
The armorer of the film Rust has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. 26-year-old Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month for a fatal shooting on the set of the film in 2021. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed by a live round of ammunition fired from a prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin. Here's Special Prosecutor Kerry Morrissey at the sentencing.
This case is about constant, never-ending safety failures that resulted in the death of a human being.
Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter and is expected to stand trial in July. He has pleaded not guilty and maintained he did not pull the firearms trigger. Trump Media and Technology Group's stock is tumbling again, this time after the company announced a potentially massive new influx of shares. The new shares could help it stay afloat, but would also substantially devalue existing shareholder stakes, including Trump's. Experts are warning retail investors to be careful if they choose to trade the stock, because the company doesn't have the money to back up its sky-high valuation. Coming up, the Boston Marathon results are in. Ethiopian Cisse Lema won his first Boston Marathon title today, finishing in just over 2 hours and 6 minutes. Lema is the fourth fastest man in history, and the win cements him as a favorite to win gold in the Paris Olympics this summer. And Kenyan Helen Obiri kept her 2023 title in the women's race, finishing in just under 2 hours and 23 minutes. It came down to an exciting neck-and-neck finish between Obiri and former New York City Marathon winner Sharon Lokedi. But Obiri snuck past her and won by just 8 seconds. Meanwhile, Eden Rainbow Cooper became the first British woman to win the wheelchair race. She's also the first British winner of any of the event's elite races since 1985. You know that CNN 5 Things is a podcast and a newsletter. Now you can watch Kate Baldwin give you 5 more essential stories to start your day. Weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Max.